Hello, Potters, and welcome to episode 152 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Happy fall to everybody. Yay, we're in October now. And of course, convention season has not stopped because I believe it's Dallas Fan Days is next weekend and TwitchCon is this weekend, among other things. There are still many, many, many other cons that are going on for the rest of the year. Just those are happening this weekend and this coming weekend. There will be more. There's RealmsCon and IckyCon and all sorts of stuff. Anime North Texas. And Texas Renaissance Festival, yay, which already started. Huzzah.
Most importantly, it is almost Halloween. Like, That's the most important part. It is almost Halloween. Like,
Halloween is the worldwide con.
It's the best day ever, obviously.
And of course, that's going to be the theme for this episode, is pretty much all things Halloween. Now, if you guys have never seen our show, we would like to give you a heads up that this is the one episode a year that we call After Dark, which means we will not be censoring this episode. You will hear us cursing. You will hear us talking about adult subjects. We would have normally been drinking, except not this time. And normally we'd also have special guests on, but again, scheduling conflicts, not this time. So that said, this is not safe for work, not safe for kids. Shield all sensitive ears as needed. Plug in headphones if you've got them. Because this episode is not family friendly. It never is. We only do this once a year, but this is the one time a year when we do it.
It's fun that way. So we'll turn on the spooky vision. I'll have my little spooky vision bars right here. It'll be greatness. Aha.
Yes. So this episode is going to be all things Halloween. But of course, we would like to start, as always, with our cosplay updates. Because, of course, cosplay never sleeps. And neither do we when we're working on it.
Truth.
So leave us for the week. Would you like to start?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have any fabric things to show you because they're all kind of sitting on my dress form half completed. I'm in the process of doing some dyeing and painting on some fabric that'll end up being a shirt. And because it's having to go through so many processes, it's just not done yet. So I have really nothing to show you that's sewn. They're all in pieces. But I did want to show off the prop that I made. I'm really happy with how this sucker turned out. So this is the Book of Cain from Diablo 3, and it is fully functional, fully 3D prop of awesomeness. Pages included, nothing on the inside. Aha! So the whole thing is made from a paper mache box, which I got from Joann's. You know, it was like $5.99 and I had a coupon for it. So woo, half off on top of that. Craft foam and then cardstock. That's it. All the work is just done in the painting. And this took me a couple of days to put together because it was craft foam. I wanted to make sure everything was sealed properly, that, you know, the Mod Podge had enough time to do its business. And I did some texturing with the Mod Podge, so that way it's a little bit more aged. And I also weathered the piss out of this, obviously, because it looks like it's very well-worn and well-loved, as a demon book should. And I think my favorite thing is actually the pages. And it's a little hard to tell in the camera, and I'll try to take some better photos of it later. But what I did was I used gesso, and I just kind of smeared it on and then used the back of a fork to make the page lines and then just painted it afterward. You know, it worked. That's all I need to know about. So yeah, this is my lovely prop that's very light and I don't have to worry about it being like heavy or melting because of Warbler. That's always a good thing. And I can store stuff in here too. It's going to be great. If I cared enough, I probably would have put something on the inside, but nobody's going to see the inside, so why does it matter?
Better to have it for storage anyway.
Exactly. That's all I'm going to use it for. Because I need more pockets, because obviously I'm making all these pouches for this costume. Other than that, the only other thing that I have worked on is... actually, give me just a second. I'm going to flip on over and do a screen share. We will share that screen. This is the other thing that I've been doing is I've been getting ready for Halloween. I made those pillows yesterday. This is how I roll, yo. And other than that, I've just been tweaking a dress that I bought because I'm going to be Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family. I'm going to be wearing that for Halloween Day. So that'll be a fun, simple costume, easy, but a favorite character of mine. So it works. But yeah, that's pretty much all that I've got. Stop. There we go. Done.
The weathering looks really good on the book.
Thank you. I am very happy with how it turned out. It resulted in a lot of very messy fingers.
The paint job really makes it, because I saw your work in progress pictures when it wasn't painted, and even when it was just base colors, it's like, okay, you can tell what it is, but the weathering just really adds dimension to it.
And I was like, initially I was going to keep it kind of clean because the printed book version is very clean. They actually have like a real Book of Cain that Blizzard released. And I was like, okay, you know, it's not bad, but I'm like, no, this is a real prof. This isn't a nice pretty book that I just bought in the bookstore. It needs to have aging to it. I mean, this thick sucker is like a couple hundred years old. It ain't going to look nice and pretty. We're just going to throw a bunch of black and brown paints on this and have fun. And I love weathering. It's one of my favorite things to do. So yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
So speaking of weathering, I attempted some this weekend and completely hated it. As always, we are on opposite sides of the coin.
Right.
And I will. Ugh.
This is our thing. This is what we do.
This is always what we do. You know, two sides of the same coin. Because I am just now finally getting over my viral meningitis. I have been sick since September 1st. So I have like been sick for 6 weeks. Like, no joke. It fucking sucks because I haven't had any energy to do anything. And I'm not really supposed to go out either because, you know, I might infect people. So I sat at home and, you know, finished actually painting my armor.
Oh, yay.
Now, this is not assembled. There are actually the little dotted pieces on the back where I'm supposed to glue these things down because it's supposed to actually have a sort of curved shape to them, mm-hmm. like that. And it's supposed to like graduate over the shoulder because this is all shoulder armor.
Gotcha. Okay.
So now I finished painting, and like you, I wanted to make very sure this was dry before I assemble it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things about doing craft foam is that usually when you spray paint, you get this nice even coat like on the foam itself on the surface, but then the sides end up getting forgotten.
Yeah.
Edges here. So I've had to take my buddy, which is Delta Ceram Coat. This stuff, best stuff. Is the best paint. If you're ever going to get acrylic paint, Ceram Coat is a little more expensive, but it's much thicker than Folk Art or Apple Barrel. Spend the extra money and get the Ceram Coat. You will thank yourself.
Seriously, so, best paint. Get it.
This is metallic silver, and it actually is metallic silver.
Yes.
Like, this is the same color as the spray paint, the rattle can stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good metallic coat. The 24 karat gold is also a good metallic. But I went and I painted all the edges. The edges still aren't sealed, so I need to Mod Podge over them just so that they don't leak all over my costume, because this stuff's waterproof. I actually ended up wiping it down with a white tissue to get rid of the weathering that I did not like my job on. So I'm just going to have clean armor. I was actually running out of paint in the rattle can, so this has a very mottled texture appearance on it, which actually kind of makes it look hammered. So it was a really weird coincidence that it actually worked out.
Nice.
So that's the shoulder armor. And then of course I have the piece. These aren't glued together. These two need to be glued together. But there's the hip armor.
Oh, cool.
It's quite long.
See, yeah.
I changed the design. I did moons in the middle because it's a celestial paladin. But it's still very, you know, flexible so that I can sit on benches and not have to worry about this being destroyed. And it's very lightweight, so it's not going to weigh on me, as I am usually at the festival for about 10 hours a day. So I just need to glue everything together and then put the little snaps on it because it attaches with snaps.
Hey, snaps.
Yes, I've already sewn them to their felt circles. I just actually need to glue the felt circles on there so that everything matches up. So that was fun. So I did that. I still have not finished sewing, but again, all my health bills came in and they billed me $10,000 for my viral meningitis. So yeah, no money for costumes at the moment. So that day will come. So while I was waiting, or while I am waiting for my checkbook to recover from paying the bills, I did a lot of sewing, a lot of hand sewing because it's Zen. This is the mock-up for the over portion of my Zelda dress.
Yay!
This is the pink portion that you normally see that goes over the weight. The only problem with doing this by yourself and not having a dress form that has your proportions or even comes close to it is that normally the opening is in the back because you have a zipper or ties or something. It's really hard to fit clothing when it's just you and you're fitting it on yourself and the closure is in the back. So I'm either going to have to sew up the back and cut it up the front and just account for that.
Yeah, I've done that.
which is typically the method that I use, or I leave one of the side seams open and I fit it on the side so that, because I can't like fit it back here very well. The other thing that I can do, and this is what some corset makers do, is to sew a little fitting busk. That it's just a little strip of fabric that has little loops on it that you tie shut. And you baste it to whatever you're fitting. And then when you're done, you take it off and you save it to put on the next garment that you fit. So it's basically kind of like a zipper that you reuse over and over and over again. So I may do that instead so that I can fit this properly. But I have the overdress, and now I have moved on to the 10,000 applique pieces that I have to cut out. These are all the tissue pieces for the armor and the apron appliques and the belt pieces and the connector pieces of the front of the armor. Yeah, if you've ever seen Twilight Princess Zelda, which is what this is based on, this is the Firefly Path pattern. There are 10,000 pieces that you have to cut out. You know, here's the, this is the shoulder applique armor piece, and it has all the little, you can see all the little line drawings showing where all the applique is supposed to go. You can cut all this out of fun foam, but first I have to cut it out of tissue paper. So that is what I have spent most of my afternoon doing when I was not out running errands and roasting my legs on my motorcycle engine. Oops. Yeah, accidents happen, kids. Motorcycle engines get really hot, and your legs should not get anywhere near them. But that has pretty much been the progress I have been able to make, which is actually an astonishing amount of progress when you consider how sick I have been. But I needed to do something. I needed to do something to like work with my hands or not lay in bed, because, oh God, I have spent the majority of the last 6 weeks in bed, and it has not been fun. So there's that. All right. Cosplay updates are done.
Yes.
One other thing that I wanted to announce, since we are getting very close to it, Extra Life is coming up very soon. Early next month. I believe it's the first weekend in November is traditionally when Extra Life Day is done.
November 4th.
Yes. And I wanted to say that there are some teams that are already starting or have already been doing Extra Life. So if you have the means and you are willing to give, of course, Extra Life is a charity that provides toys and games to kids that are afflicted with chronic disease in hospitals and basically are bedridden or restricted to their rooms and they can't go out and play. So the charity brings in toys and games and personnel to help entertain the kids that are stuck in the hospital. It's a wonderful charity. We both fully support it. Val's team raised money for it. I donated to it. It's a really good charity. If you have the means, please consider donating to one of the teams that is doing it. A lot of teams are offering thank you gifts. I don't want to say prizes because they're not prizes, but they are offering thank you gifts, like should you donate at certain levels. So please do consider giving as generously as you are able. Obviously, don't break the bank, but if you can, 'tis the season of giving.
Mostly means give to my team.
If you want to put it that way.
I have three more people on my team who still need to meet their goal. So, hey, donate to us. It'd be great.
Yes, apparently I am getting an infinity scarf at some point.
Yeah, you never told me. Like, if you really want one, it's like I can make you one. I got plenty of the Donkey Kong fabric. I'll make it. It's done.
Sure.
I
just donate to give the money to the team. I didn't donate for a nerdy scarf, but you know, nerdy scarf is always welcome.
I mean, you know, gotta have fun with it.
Oh yeah. All right. So, Halloween shenanigans.
Yay! And I have all the tabs up, ready and raring to go. And we'll start off with all the crappy costumes because we know that's the fun stuff.
So this is basically when we did our first Halloween costumes review, if you guys saw it, not last episode, but the episode before that, it's basically the, here are the new costumes this year. Here's what's hot. Here's what's popular. Here are some things to look at. Now we're going to dive into what the fuck territory. The sexy costumes, the weirdo costumes, is that even a costume? We're basically going to cover all the things we didn't cover in that episode.
Yeah.
This is where we get to have a little more
get
fun.
Ready.
All right. Go for it.
Yeah, I got to flip over first things first. I have to flip over to the tab in question because it's going to start off bad and it's just going to go downhill from there.
Present as this episode does.
It usually does, yeah. So we're going to start off with, this is considered the number one most controversial set of costumes this year. These are Border Patrol agents. Can you imagine why that's a controversy?
Now, do bear in mind, if you even want to consider doing this, impersonating certain law enforcement officers is very illegal and does not get you on their good side if you are caught.
I don't think the ladies' boots will help any.
No. Neither does the very low plunging neckline that a Border Patrol agent would never have.
Yeah. But yeah, you can understand why this is so controversial. And unfortunately, it's a costume that has sold out at a number of retail locations. So you just kind of want to, you know, facepalm and be like, really, guys, can we not? We're not at that point. It's not funny. It is not funny.
But there are some times when people like to do the political stunts with their Halloween costumes. This is probably not the year you want to do it, guys.
Definitely not a good time for it. All right, we're going to move on. So there's always some type of food costume. And I want to point out that all the costumes that I'm going to show this are everything new this year. This is all 2017. And usually we find some weird food stuff. Like we had a sexy carrot one year that we've showed on. And I was like, how can you be a sexy Jolly Rancher? Can someone please explain this to me? I don't get it.
Well, obviously, like, for those who don't get it, obviously the point is to unwrap the Jolly Rancher and see what's inside. Obviously,
yeah.
This sort of costume is not really meant to be worn outside trick-or-treating. It's meant to be worn at a party and or in the bedroom.
Yeah, you know.
Just say it. If you didn't get that, that's what this is.
If you saw some of the girl costumes, you might think otherwise.
But basically, this is a sheath dress with ruffles on it that happens to have a print on it. It could be like any candy.
It's like an elongated tube top.
Pretty much.
That's what it looks like to me. Tootsie Roll. There you go.
Yeah. Not and, creative.
And this one is literally green poop.
I was going to say.
It is literally green poop. That is exactly what the costume is called. Why?
Hang on, it should not be a thing.
I'm flipped over to your face. Your face was priceless. It should not be a thing. There's worse. There
it
is much
worse.
It should
not be a thing.
I'm okay with the shoes, though.
The shoes are okay.
I'm cool with those. But yeah, like, why? And here's the sick thing, and this is what bugs me, is that these costumes are usually like anywhere from $49 to $69. Somebody probably spent $59.99 to look like a piece of poop.
And they're not good quality, despite what you're paying for it. They're really bad fabrics. They fray, they split in the worst possible places. Not to mention that if you wore something like this, you'll probably have to explain what you are to everybody because it's not obvious by just looking at it.
It really is not obvious in the least bit.
So also, it's a waste.
Yeah. Whoever gave us a thumbs up just a moment ago, thanks. You gave a thumbs up to green poop. All right, we're moving on.
Well, shit.
So this is a character from Stranger Things. And the character in the show is either an early teenager or like, you know, 9 or 10 years old. This is the sexy version of that costume. And I don't understand why. Why are we trying to make an older child / young teenage girl into something sexy? That's wrong on so many levels.
I understand that it's for adults who want to kind of show off their assets, but there are kids looking at this. I think we had mentioned this either last show or show before last. There are some things that you don't sex up.
Just don't. And I think the sad thing is that there is an actual like costume of the character for adults, but it actually looks like it came right from the show. Like, it's very nice, it's tailored, it fits, it looks just like the character. This is just a messy baby doll dress with high heels and big stockings just to be sexy.
Pretty much.
There's no need. All right, this next one, please prepare yourself, embrace your eyes. Bam! There's Amber's face. Can you guess what she is? All right, we're going back to you. Can you guess what that is?
Well, since the title of...
No, don't read the title.
Well, I mean, if you told me not to read the title, then...
Sorry.
No, my closest thing would be like a weird cross between Josie and the Pussycats and, you know, Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright's not bad.
So that's like the closest I can get. What is Gem and the Holograms?
Oh God, Gem would never be this trashy.
Well, no, but that's the kind of like color vibe I'm getting off. That's the closest I can get to it.
Right.
Not reading the tab.
Yeah, not reading the tab. Unfortunately, you can see the tab. Sorry, but yeah, this is supposed to be a rainbow. This is the personification of a rainbow, specifically a double rainbow, because obviously you got the two stars over her babas. Yeah. Oh my God. And this is a popular costume. That's what's so disturbing. People are buying this.
Consider the fact, and remember, this is an After Dark, so we do talk about adult things and curse.
Mm-hmm.
Look really closely at the stars. Like, not because like her boobs are there. Those stars barely cover her nipples, which are right like at the divot points of the stars. You can you can see where they are,
and it's
the stars
so
are
clear,
barely covering her nipples. Anybody who is a bigger cup than she is will be flashing,
and it's so clear that black underneath is a mesh.
Exactly, and it's not a fitted dress. There are not cups in that dress to hold you. These are not fitted for bra sizes. These are generic bodysuit sizes, which means they're not sized for you up top.
Oh, man. It's just such a travesty. Why would you do that? And I was even more surprised. Like, I could see this on an adult website, but to see this in, like, the generic Halloween stores, I was like, are you kidding me?
They're like, not kidding.
It is just beyond tasteless.
I mean, rainbows are not meant to be a sexy thing. That's like having a sexy volcano. It's Mother Nature. Especially like this.
Yeah.
If you want to have these in the bedroom, you go right ahead. If you want to have them at a private party, go for it. More power to you. Not where the kids are trick-or-treating. You don't serve candy in this to the kids.
Oh, God, no. Okay, so the next one, it is not a store-bought costume. This is actually from a website, and this was linked from the New York Post, and it's a legitimate website, legitimate video, and it's a homemade costume. I'm going to flip it on over because now you saw Amber's reaction. It's called Surprise Menstrual Pants. That's the costume.
My jaw literally dropped.
Yeah, it literally dropped. And basically, the tips on how to make this is you take acrylic paint, put it on white pants, and then you put glitter on top of it because glitter, of course, makes it that much better.
Okay, this is wrong. And I mean, like, wrong, not just shake your head ridiculous. But
yeah, there are a lot of people who complain about that one.
This is making fun of a natural body function, and mm-hmm. I do not like it.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's
not
horrid.
It's not something that should be made fun of or flaunted for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, this is just no.
The video, this is actually like there's five costumes in this video, and this particular one is like costume number four. Costume number five deals with depression, and I was like, this is wrong. Like, no. And it's sad because the first one is the woman is wearing a ring and she's flashing it and flaunting it, and then she's like, oh, you know, this represents commitment. Like, this is a scary costume. Like, it starts out really jokey, and then it goes to this, and you're like, what the hell just happened? This has already been dubbed as one of the worst costumes of the year because of that. All right, moving on. We're going to go over into the kids' costumes because these are considered popular for this year. How about your baby in a whoopee cushion? Oops, let me scroll back down. First, I mentioned this to Amber, too. What got me about this costume is the fact that it's so badly photoshopped. Like, it's so obvious that the baby's arms are a toy baby. Like, we couldn't even bother putting a real kid in this thing. It's like, here's the toy arms. The Photoshop is so bad. Parents, why would you do this to your children?
It's just that invites
right.
so much trouble because obviously we know what people do with whoopee cushions.
Oh, absolutely. They're funny.
Yeah.
She continues to shake her head. All right, scrolling down. That one's not so bad, but baby rabbi?
Okay.
I enjoy Amber's reactions the most. That's why I like doing this episode so much.
Note the title of this 15 eyebrow-raising Halloween costumes for kids. These are meant to stoke controversy. These are not something that people would normally do to their kids.
But they are available in Halloween stores because the focus yes. on this one is all for this year.
Yes.
Now, this one I hate. It is called Major Flirt. Can you see why I hate it? This is meant for girls, and I actually looked up the costume. It is meant for girls age 6 to 11.
And the caption that they say, we fully support women joining the armed forces. We just hope they play a more important role than the resident flirt. That is a backhanded compliment to women serving.
Mm-hmm. It is just tasteless. We could do better. We can do so much better.
So much better.
And then here's Leopard Diva. Again, same age range with the costume.
If it were a full jumpsuit covering the midriff
yes,
and not dipping so low, I'd be okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. There's the nun costume, but that's every
year. That's not
year.
As bad. Yeah.
That's not as bad. That's every year. The escaped prisoner, because you know you have those kids who are ready to become convicts early on in life. There's the toilet bowl. We've gone from literal poop to being a toilet.
And note where the toilet water's over.
Right? Moving on. Baby pimp. I am not no. shitting. This is a baby pimp for $50. Why? Humanity, why? America, why?
Because attention. That's exactly what these do, is these get attention.
Just wrong. So here's from the Bratz doll line, and I don't know why they put this on the bad stuff, because the Bratz dolls, even though I'm not a fan of these things, they're typically fully clothed, and they're fairly fashionable. They're fun. Yeah. They're bright. They're colorful. I actually don't have much of a problem with this. I think right. this is fine. So we're going to keep moving on then. This is a roadkill.
No.
Nope. It's crawling.
We're done here.
And then, of course, Jesus. Because if you have a rabbi, you have to have Jesus.
Jesus is fairly popular as a costume goes, as long as it's done respectfully and tastefully. Mm-hmm. Or if you're doing it as a parody, like Buddy Christ, that's a known parody.
Exactly.
That's
cool.
Different. If you're being disrespectful about it, no.
No. And usually those are fine. Okay, so in light of the shark, wonderful left shark thing, you have the shark eating a boy. Because sure. You know. Yeah, so now we're getting onto the really dumb stuff, the fallen angel. This is listed as age 11 to age 16, I think. Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
Like any of the rest of these would merit pretty much the same reaction from me.
Yeah. It's just, I hate that this is where we have gone with young girl costumes.
Let's go to the next tab.
Next tab. All right. So if you
I'm done with eyebrow raising costumes. Oh, look, more poo.
More poo.
More shit. It's just brown instead of green.
We've gone from poop to toilet to poop.
It's a full cycle, kids.
It really is.
Poop in, poop out.
It's now emoji related. Oh.
Now this doesn't seem as far-fetched because, one, it's based off of a movie.
Yes.
So it's obviously a real media piece. Mm-hmm. These aren't just made up. And two, we have people doing costumes as like entities before, like minions.
Yeah, exactly.
So these aren't quite as strange. I mean, yeah, it does look kind of weird, but it's no stranger than, you know, minions.
Exactly. I mean, there are a couple things where it's like, do we really need an inflatable poop costume that is an emoji? Not really. Is that necessary? But I mean, the rest of it is okay.
I mean, it's poop, not a dick, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what you want to do for Halloween, all right.
Yeah, you know, it's a thing. Okay, because I'm still bitter. This is my next option because I think it's terrible. Here's the adult Belle costume.
I mean, at least the screen printing looks nice at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the nicest thing I can say about it.
It you know what? So we all have this, I shouldn't say we all, but most of the people that I talk to who really dislike this dress, we all seem to come to the same conclusion that we think that the way the dress was designed, it was intentionally made so to be easily mass marketable. You can produce a lot of it fairly quickly. And it's great for kids in Halloween costumes because, I mean,
they're
going to eat it up.
That version, because it's the signature collection, actually looks better than that adult version you just showed.
It does. It does look a lot better.
And it's because it has the full fabric layers instead of that middle gauze layer.
Exactly.
It's you can tell at the bottom it still has a gauze layer, but it's actually full. Mm-hmm. And it's a top and a bottom. It's not one piece.
Yep.
So it's more fitted because it's a lot harder to fit doing it as one dress instead of two pieces.
I think the dress is better suited for children. It doesn't feel adult enough. And I think that's my biggest hang up on it. It's just too much glitter, too much sparkly. It doesn't feel like an elevated princess dress like it's supposed to be.
Right. And so, note that this one is twice as much as the adult version.
Yep.
It's the signature collection.
Go fig. All right. So moving on to more bodysuit action. Here is the pink Power Ranger.
Hey man, the first thought in my mind when I saw this is D.Va.
Yeah, it looks more like D.Va. It really does.
This doesn't surprise me. It does fully cover. I really can't complain because it doesn't flash anything it shouldn't.
Yeah, it just looks bad.
Well, yes. But it's also the Halloween costume version of what's supposed to be armor.
Yeah, exactly. So everything is painted onto a bodysuit.
Exactly.
It just looks bad.
Yeah.
All right. So not to only just pick on the chicks, we got to pick on the dudes too. So this is from the movie Step Brothers. Like, first off, how old is that movie? And then we have a costume called Adult Boats in a Hose costume, which also makes me think there's a kid version of this.
Probably.
Because you wouldn't call out the adult unless there was a kid version too.
Right. Unless you wanted to just specify that it has a certain size range.
Yeah. But usually they don't call it out unless there's a kid one. So it's like, yeah, why?
I mean, it's a basic white suit and a certain type of t-shirt with a screen print on it.
It's very 80s. I think what kills me is how poorly it looks, as well as the name of the costume.
I don't like the name.
The name is horrible.
It doesn't look as bad as it could.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that's from the picture instead of in person. I'm sure in person it's a lot worse, but yeah.
It's just, you don't need to name your costumes this. You can still be funny with it without having to be degrading to other people.
Right.
There's no reason for it. All right, next one. Inflatable Chewbacca. I just found this today. I could not stop laughing.
This is not quite as cool as the inflatable T-Rex costumes that go walking around.
Are way better.
Awesome. This is pretty funny.
It's funny. I mean, it's not bad. It's not good. It's not bad. But it's freaking funny. I'm sure some people are going to end up buying this and taking this to conventions.
I would question how dexterous the hands are.
None.
Which means you can't really do anything while you're in the inflatable suit.
Nope.
So there's no eating, no drinking. You'd probably also have trouble going to the bathroom.
Oh, heck yeah.
So just keep that in mind. All things that are important when you're in cosplay.
It's just like any other inflatable suit where you have to strip yourself completely out of it to do anything.
Yes. And then you'd have to reinflate it every time you get into it.
Exactly. All right. My other favorite one. Jamaican bobsled team. Okay. So first off, can we say that Cool Runnings is well over 2 decades old? We're a little behind on the times in getting this costume out to the world. First things first. Second, why?
Now, I do find this a little bit amusing. Note that they do not include the jumpsuits.
No, there is jumpsuits.
Nor the helmets. Well, no, it specifically says at the bottom, if you see it, just so that you guys know, it says socks, jumpsuits, and helmets not included. So this is just...
just this.
The bobsled. It is a large foam box with fabric over it that says Jamaica.
I love it.
Congratulations.
For $29.99, this can be yours.
And only the front guy wears it. Because he's the only one that has suspenders on.
Can you imagine if you and three of your friends decided to wear this for a party? How uncomfortable would that be?
It would only be good for photo shoots at a private party.
Like, you could not wear this to work or any of that crap, because that would just be aggravating. Within seconds, you'd just be like, everybody, get out. Not going to happen.
Especially if one guy has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, gosh. Okay, last bad costume, and this one is also very, very popular this year. And there's 3 different colors of this. It is a loofah. They have it in blue, pink, and purple.
Okay. While the dress is actually decent.
It's not bad.
The hell are you doing making a loofah a costume? Like, have they run out of ideas for other fictitious characters to make into costumes? I guess so,
because other than the Stranger Things, I really had a hard time actually finding, like, sexy variations of characters. It was a lot of just abstract stuff, which was, one, nice, because we didn't have another sexy Olaf situation. But it was also like you get the double rainbow situation and you're just like, oh, okay.
Now, I am really glad that that dress does have invisible straps on.
Yes.
That you can see.
Yes.
So it's not like it's going to fall off, because I can tell that the costume is mostly tulle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you want slipping down.
Oh,
however, like a normal loofah, I do see that it has a loop in the lower left, and you know exactly what people are going to do with that.
Heck yeah.
And what is going to happen is it's going to catch on everything.
It is.
And that tulle is going to rip like nobody's business, because there's nothing to stop it from ripping.
All right, we're going to switch over to your face for a moment. I am going to load up the next set of costumes, and this is all the fun stuff.
All right.
Unfortunately, I couldn't open both of them at the same time because it was like, you're just going to slow my computer down. So that's not going to be a thing.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, that's not the, we've already, yeah.
Yeah, give me a moment. It'll give me a bit. I had these in order originally, and then they were immediately out of order. That one we're keeping. That one we're not. That one we're keeping. That one we're keeping. And that one. Get rid of that hideous bell one. I'll tell you how I really feel about that.
That one we've seen.
We can go for historical accuracy. Let's go for historical accuracy. Don't make it so bad.
We've seen that one. We've seen that one.
We're almost done.
Okay, that one. That one, yeah.
Okay, right. So this is the one I'm going to start with, because I was like, oh, why did I not have this when I was a kid? So I got to wait for it to load up. do its thing. It's still spinning its wheels. Okay. All right, kids, we're going to go back to me. And we're going to show off probably the best costume ever, says Valerie, because she doesn't like Thor or anything. It's Femme Thor. Oh, my God. So now I understand that they are billing this as a quote-unquote sexy version of Femme Thor. However, in comparison with the comic book, this is actually pretty close. You know, minus, you know, the shoes. The shoes can be changed out, but whatever. Even still, though, it's like, this is nice. This is pretty badass. Where was this when I was growing up? I did not get this as an option. Why is this an option now?
I do wish they kind of screen printed across the metallic spandex up top.
Yes.
So that it looks a little bit more like armor plates. Because the lines are distorted.
Yes.
I mean, she is obviously underneath there. And I'm not saying that that is a bad thing. I'm simply saying it's distorting the image because it's supposed to be a smooth, like, sheath of silver because it's armor. Armor would not have been made with small lumps right here. Even for women, it would still would have been flat across the front. If it was actually, like, not fantasy armor, which, as we all know, for women is, like, negligible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
I do kind of miss the helmet, though.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same flair as the helmet, but, you know, that's okay. I can live with that. If this were given to me as an option when I was a little bit younger and I was still going to party stores for my costumes, like, I would totally jump on this.
Oh, girls have an insane amount of options now compared to when we were smaller.
I'm going to actually flip on over to, is that the right one? No, we'll go to this one first. Like, so these are some of the new costumes. And what I was really happy about was the fact that so many of them are superhero or Wonder Woman related. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of comic book stuff. Yep. So I know a lot of people, and especially a lot of children, teenagers, young adults today, they see this and they're like, okay, so what else is new? For Amber and I, when we were growing up, these did not exist. We did not have these options. You know, it was usually like a bride, some form of princess, and it wasn't even a Disney princess because Disney still hadn't done the costume stuff
yet. It was a generic princess.
It was generic princess. Yeah. I know early on for me, they had the Universal Monsters. So you had the Bride of Frankenstein, and that was one of my favorites. But that was really about it. The boys got all the cool costumes. They got the Jedis, they could be stormtroopers, they could be, you know, wrestlers, they could be army men. They had a load of options. Girls had nothing.
Girls had pretty much the traditional options. I think when I was younger, I was a pumpkin.
Yep.
I was Strawberry Shortcake. Mm-hmm. I was Rainbow Bright. I was Punky Brewster at one point. And that was really about it because those were the only role models that we had at the time. I mean, aside from, you know, ye older shows like the older Batman series with Adam West. I mean, occasionally you'd have like Eartha Kitt's Catwoman and such, but as kids, you didn't really see that. So they weren't really options for kids. They were mostly for the adults. So you'd have the generic costumes like the maid or the teacher
or the kitty cat.
Exactly. You'd have very, very generic, anybody can do these kind of costumes. It wasn't until much later when we actually started getting more Marvel and DC that were mainstream or things like Star Wars that it really started putting women out in front where they were seen in costume.
Yeah, and I think it took me a good number of scrolls just before I got to something that wasn't a comic book and that first line of Star Wars. And I was like, that's really cool. I mean, yes, some of these are not to my taste. Yes, some of them are, you know, the sexy versions because that's, for some reason, costume stores think that's all we want to do. But it's nice to see that there are options. There's variety. Mm-hmm. There's a chance to be something different. Because, like, even the Ariel one, that's not bad.
Right.
It's cute. It's different. I can deal with that.
An adult in this context doesn't have to mean, like, sexy 18 plus, that sort of thing. It just means that you're of at least 18 years of age and have a mature body shape. That's it. That's all there is to it.
So I know this is one that I think you will definitely appreciate because this is also from the new Thor movie. I was like, yes. More please.
That is nice. I know that the vinyl is cheap.
Yes.
but it's still fully covered. You know, again, I do wish there was a little bit of screen printing just to kind of make it flow a little bit better, but still, I mean, everything looks good.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like one of those, you know, I'm trying to sexify something out of a comic book kind of thing. I mean, that is a classic warrior. The only thing she's missing is actual armor.
Yeah.
And a sword.
But honestly, I mean, that is totally cool by me. I mean, this is, this would be a good costume choice. It is straight from the new Thor movie. So that's even better. It's timely. It's relevant. And they didn't limit it to just like one or two people. Like they branched out. It's more than just Thor now, which is so nice.
Right.
So this is more my speed. And I love the fact that they're having this as a popular costume this year. It's Pusheen pajama costume. Clearly you can see how popular it is because it's sold out.
Now, obviously this is something that you wouldn't necessarily be limited to wearing at Halloween, obviously, because it's a pajama costume.
Mm-hmm.
You could wear it all winter long. You probably wouldn't wear it during the summer because it's a little too hot. But no, even if you wanted to go to your local fan convention, you can wear that as a costume to the convention.
I know. It's so... Again, this is like my type of costume. I didn't know that they had this, and otherwise I probably would have jumped on it.
I think I know a certain Shinko Studios who may need to see that one.
Nice. All right, so to keep on in line with the things that I wish I had when I was a kid, I don't know how many of you saw Hey Arnold, but for me, this was like my show when I was growing up. So there's a Helga costume. Like, what?
This is one of those costumes where you have to be of a certain age to kind of be able to appreciate it because you have to know what Hey Arnold was to be able to get it. Otherwise, it just looks like you're being a sassy young girl.
Yeah.
Well, it's Helga from Hey Arnold.
And I think a lot of people, I mean, this year their theme is like the 90s. So they have a lot of those 90s kids TV shows. Like they have an entire section of like Double Dare. All that's got a section of costumes. And I was like, how is that?
They're doing a lot of throwbacks. I've even seen Legends of the Hidden Temple costumes this year.
Yes. I was like, oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of throwbacks for our generation this year.
And it's cool. I would love to do a 90s theme party, but you know. All right, so keeping on that one.
Speaking of inflatable dinosaurs.
This is my favorite. This is Reptar, the toy dinosaur from the Rugrats. I love this.
Which, again, you have to be of a certain age to appreciate.
You really do. And it's built exactly the same way as the T-Rex one. So you got the little face hole right here.
Right.
But yeah, it's total Rugrats. I love it. And as you can see on the right-hand side, they have an adult Tommy costume.
I'm not a fan of the adult Tommy costume. Like, not a fan.
Yeah, that's going to be, you know. And they have Angelica. And they have the Hey Arnold costume.
Right.
And Chucky. And it's so weird that they have the Ariel monsters too. It's weird and it's strange, but that's what Ariel monsters was all about. Enjoy that mental image. Okay, moving on.
Yes, please.
So I know that we talked about this a couple of episodes ago. I'm still not a fan of the hair. But again, I appreciate the fact that we're at the point that we're having video game costumes easily accessible now. Keyblade, too.
And that these are pre-made costumes. You don't have to sit down and look at hundreds of references to make your own.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, you get what you pay for. These are not the same quality you would get if you commissioned this from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But
it works.
For $50, you can't really complain.
You really can't complain. And actually, I like the way that they did the boot covers, too. It's got enough of that poofiness to it that it mimics the game decently enough. And let me flip on over to the Keyblade. So this is Kairi's Keyblade. And for what you're getting, that's not bad.
It actually looks to be plastic.
Yeah, it's a nice little prop. And it is like a decent size. As you can see, it's 32 long. So, I mean, it's not like a little chintzy prop. This is actually like a full-size prop that you can utilize. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. All right. And to continue the gaming. So, I'm going to scroll down for this one. And I'm really surprised that it took this long to get any type of Pokemon-esque costumes. And they're very much, you know, playful. It's not like full-on mascot outfit.
My guess is one, Go had to come out.
Yeah.
For it to be that popular enough for them to make money back on mass producing these. Mm-hmm. They would have had to pay for the license from Nintendo. And two, they had to get the license from Nintendo.
And that's usually the big hang-up is Nintendo.
Right.
But I like the fact that they're fun, they're different, they're flavorful. I actually like this Pokeball dress better than the one that's at Party City. But they even have just like the casual shirts, the casual rompers.
Mm-hmm. They've got the hats.
You can make your own stuff, which is really nice too. My one complaint, they only have 3 of the 4 starter Pokemon. If you include Pikachu, because Pikachu did come out in yellow, that's technically not a starter, but you can kind of sort of claim that he is. There is no Bulbasaur.
Right.
I am so depressed. That's my Pokemon. Sniffles. That's just not fair. All right, moving on. I love this Gaston costume. I don't know why the boots are horrible. Because they're the worst.
Boot covers.
They're boot covers. They're horrible. But I like this costume. It is pretty darn good for what you're paying.
the boots are terrible because I can see that the material that they used is not stretch. It doesn't have any sort of give. And
right.
So they're trying to make it conform to a rounded shape around mm-hmm. the boot. And that material just doesn't
do it.
Not without many more seams than what I see they have on there, which looks like just one up the middle. And that's not enough. But I mean, otherwise, I mean, material aside, which is obviously costume satin, and you can tell from the sheen.
Yes.
And from the drape, which is like no drape. I mean, that aside, that actually looks really decent for $70.
It really does. I mean, and it's clear that it's Gaston.
And you get all the pieces.
Yeah. I mean, it does not look that bad. This is kind of cool.
That will last you more than one wearing.
Yes.
Whereas costumes used to only maybe last you through one party.
Mm.
No one can look as amazing as Gaston, but you can look almost as good.
I love that. Okay, so the other thing that we have to show off in this year, scripts.
Yeah, I see that.
We'll temporarily allow all of this page. Darn it. So these have been really popular this year, and they're at Target. These are the mascot heads, and I've seen these in person. They're actually pretty well made. I have to say, I have to give them props. They're nice. They're well ventilated, too. They have a couple of different options. You know, you got the unicorn, you got the panda, you got the cat. I think they have a Beauty and the Beast one, too.
Yep.
But yeah, they're actually pretty darn nice, especially for $30. You can wear these for a couple of years.
Please, as somebody who used to be in a mascot suit, please sanitize the inside.
Mm.
After you take it off, you Febreze the inside at the very least, if not you use actual like disinfectant spray. And they have a, what is it, back spray?
I think so.
Spray on the inside and back. And that will help disinfect the sweat and skin flakes and dandruff and all the things that accumulate inside the head that you don't necessarily see, but will make it smell so bad. If you let it sit in your closet for a year and then go to take it back out to wear it, you will want to throw it away.
Yeah.
Please spray that thing out. Disinfectant spray. It's worth the cost.
Especially for something like this, because this isn't a wear one time and throw away piece. You can actually get multiple wearings out of this. I've seen the construction on the inside. It's really nice. It is actually worth the $30. It's probably worth more than that. So you get a good deal from it. All right. And the last thing that I want to show off, this is not a traditional costume. These are not sold at any type of retail location. It kind of goes in line with the period pants. These are homemade costumes. But the thing that I love about it is that they're inspirational characters and real life women that these children are portraying. I hate the tagline for this, 5 Halloween costumes for rebel girls. Like, okay, why are they the rebel girls? Does that mean they're rebelling against party stores? Sure, whatever. you know, that's fine. Oops, scroll back up.
They may mean Rebel Girls as in followers of their website.
Probably. I don't know.
Because I'm not sure I'd consider Frida Kahlo, like, that much of a rebel.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they have Frida, and I just love how they walked these girls through the transformation sequence. They have Jane Goodall.
Right.
Which is really cute, because you just, you know, stick the wig on her, get her the nice khaki romper, give her a stuffed monkey, because, you know, that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Ada Lovelace, who's a pioneer computer scientist. Who would not want to be that? She looks fab.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would
maybe except for the buns on the side.
Okay. And then another obvious one, Serena Williams.
Yeah.
Who has so many accolades, and she is a fabulous role model. Mm-hmm. Why would you not want to be her? She's amazeballs. And then this is Grace O'Malley, who is a pirate queen. I love this girl's makeup. Like, they went over the top with her.
It is sometimes so you have fun. To.
Yeah, you really have to, especially for some of these portraits of...
It's theatrical makeup.
Yeah. It makes it fun, it's flashy, but at the same time, she still looks like a badass. Mm-hmm. So yeah, then you can find inspiration for costumes anywhere. You don't have to be a fictional character. You can be somebody from history that has made an impact in an unusual or unique way. I love these type of costumes. So yeah, there we go. We're ending on a happy note. I cared that much.
I mean, basically our message in this is be whoever you fucking want to be at this point. Like, if you want to go out in a sexy costume, that's fine. Just make sure that you're publicly decent, as in you are following decency laws in your particular district, and just have fun. And if people don't get it, that's okay.
They don't have to.
And if you want to host a party at your place and, you know, have people party and wear weird costumes that maybe only one person in the room recognizes, that's cool. If you're going to wear one to work, make sure it's okay. Make sure there aren't any policies you need to follow so that you don't end up getting in trouble over a Halloween costume.
That's why I'm wearing Wednesday Addams, because it 100% fits our company policy.
And, you know, if you don't celebrate Halloween, that's perfectly okay, too. You know, Halloween is not really my holiday, because I am not fond of things like zombies and vampires and mummies and death and gore and things like that. That's just not my cup of tea. But that's fine. Everybody else can enjoy it just as much, and I get to enjoy the discount candy on the day after.
Exactly. I get to put up a big inflatable dragon, so it makes my holiday that much more fun.
You know, and if... you're worried about, you know, I don't know what to wear. I don't have a costume. I don't look good in any cosplay. Just head over to Spirit. Head over to Party City. It doesn't have to be a fancy costume. It doesn't have to be an elegant costume. It can be whatever you want. Whatever you want to be for Halloween. Because remember, the whole point behind Halloween was to disguise yourselves from spirits that were coming to steal you away. So... disguise yourself however you want. If you don't want to wear makeup, that's cool. If you want to run around waving a sword like Wonder Woman or superheroes, that's cool. If you're a kid, if you're a girl and you want to be a superhero, fantastic. If you're a boy and you want to be a princess, you go for it. You know, we want to empower people to have fun at the holiday. So go out there in your costumes. I won't say eat lots of candy because it's not the healthiest thing in the world, but enjoy whatever you do get and just make a holiday out of it. And then, you know, the day after, then you get discount Halloween candy and you head over to Spirit and you buy supplies for next year 50% off, or just get costume supplies. And that's it. And you move on and you celebrate, you know, the Day of the Dead afterwards. So then it's only... and it's only 7 weeks till Christmas.
Woo! But I do love the zombies and the ghouls and the skeletons. And
you can have my share of it. It's not my thing.
That is totally fine. I'm cool with that.
I don't even have a costume, you guys. I'm one of those people, like, I have no costume. Halloween is on a Tuesday.
It is on a Tuesday, which kind of sucks.
But if I end up being invited to any parties, then I'm going to go walk myself over to Spirit Halloween and pick up a Hippolyta costume, and that's going to be my thing. There you go.
Done.
Done.
It's easy.
Exactly.
It's what it should be. Halloween should be easy, should be fun. Don't stress about it. Don't worry about having to whip something together last minute. Just do something simple. Have fun with it. Enjoy it.
And
it's not a convention.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Don't drive like a maniac because there are a bunch of little kids running around in the dark and they don't always have flashlights. So please do at least go a little slower. Take your time. Relax. Be cool. Take it easy. Brush your teeth afterward.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, leave your stress and your anxieties for another time when you actually have to deal with the convention because it's Halloween. Everybody has fun. Nobody cares.
Yep, that pretty much sums it up.
Yep.
All right. I guess we will call that an end to this episode 152 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, constructive criticism, suggestions that you would like to give us, if you have any requests for interviews, tutorials, product reviews, things like that, you can contact us at any of our social media here. And of course, you can always email us, podcast@cospod.org. If you would like to help us out, since we do provide you a free, non-sponsored, ad-free experience, we do ask that you share the show via the feed or the website or our Facebook link. Please do share with your friends, spread the love that is CosPod and cosplay. And of course, that is all we ask of you. We do also ask that you would rate and review us, if possible, on iTunes, as that brings us to the top of the list and more people can see that we exist, because we have been out here for 5 years and some people are still just discovering us now. Woo! share the show.
Yeah, you did pretty good. I was going to say, we did not curse a whole lot this episode, I noticed.
There really wasn't, like, there weren't many points at which you would just drop an S-bomb or an F-bomb.
Yeah. Other than the literal shit costumes.
Yeah, it didn't flow in the conversation, so I wasn't just going to randomly insert curse word here because, hell, why not?
Yeah.
It kind of loses its luster after a while.
Except for the literal shit costumes. Cause
yes, the literal shit costumes literal. Are all literal shit.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we hope you guys have a fantastic holiday. Obviously, this will drop before Halloween, so you guys can listen to it as you're making your final preparations. And of course, we hope everybody has a wonderful holiday. Please be safe. Have a wonderful time. Lots of fun. We'll see you on the flip side in episode 153.
Bye, guys. Happy Halloween. Boo.